Although she's usually late, on the evening of her niece's birthday, Jillian has everything ready before Kylie arrives at the hamburger shack. She's even spoken to Ephraim about leaving early so they can get to Del Vecchio's for the birthday dinner on time. But first, there's the matter of Jillian's other present, the one that will count for a great deal more than the turquoise bracelet. This present will take a good 2 hours and will, like most things Jillian is involved with, also make a big mess. Kylie, who's wearing cutoffs and an old Knicks t-shirt, obediently follows Jillian into the ladies' room, although she hasn't the faintest idea of what's about to transpire. She's wearing the bracelet Jillian gave her, as well as the locket her mother saved for so long. She has a weird sensation in her legs. She wishes she had time to run around the block once or twice. Maybe then she wouldn't feel as if she were about to burn up or shatter. Jillian turns on the light, unlocks the door, and reaches under the sink for a paper bag. "The secret ingredients," she tells Kylie, as she takes out a pair of scissors, a bottle of shampoo, and a package of bleach. "What do you say?" she asks when Kylie comes to stand beside her. "Want to find out how beautiful you really are?" Kylie knows her mother will kill her. She'll ground her for the rest of her life and take away her privileges. No movies on weekends, no radio, no TV. Worse, her mom will get that awful look of disappointment on her face. "See what has happened?" That's what her expression will say. "After I've worked so hard to support you and Antonia and bring you up right." "Sure," Kylie says easily, as if her heart weren't going 100 miles an hour. "Let's do it," she tells her aunt, as if her whole life weren't about to completely flip-flop. It takes a long time to do almost anything worthwhile to someone's hair, even longer for a change as radical as this. And so Sally and Antonia and Gideon Barnes wait for nearly an hour in a booth at Del Vecchio's, drinking Diet Cokes and fuming.
"I missed soccer practice for this," Gideon says mournfully.
"Oh, who cares?" Antonia says.